If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Come fly with me.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, we have so much to talk about today. And if everything goes right, we're going to be going from hiking and biking and walking to beaching to cross-country skiing all today. How about that? So if you're an active person, you're going to love all this. And if you are a sedentary person, you're going to love hearing about it. I'm in the second category, quite frankly. You know, I'm always interested when people tell me about a walk. How far is it? How much energy is it going to require of me? So I think I'm becoming a whole new definition for couch potato. Maybe I need to do something about that. But in the meantime, I'm very happy just being me. And I'm happy that you are with me because our adventure today is going to take us from the Northeast to around the country. And if I get lucky, I'll have some time to share some things on my mind related with travel with you today as well. If not, look for them in my blog at sabrams.com, S for Stephanie, followed by my last name, sabrams.com. And if you lose me, if you're listening for the first time, if you're driving and you can't write anything down, and by the time you think you're going to remember and you don't, just go to Google and put in these four words, radio show, travel expert, and you'll find I dominate that broadcast space. I'm also very, very, very pleased to welcome the 90 million subscribers to iHeartRadio who now have Travel with Stephanie Abrams available to them through iHeartRadio. Bless your hearts. I'm glad you're with us. And all the folks listening coast to coast on Biz Talk Radio Network and wherever you're listening to us, thanks for being with us. It's nice to know you're there. So I come across some things that I think sound like something you'd be interested in knowing about. And one of the things I found out about recently is happening not too far from where we live, actually, because there is a very special kind of event being offered in Berkshire County, which is in western Massachusetts, which is where we live and where we broadcast from when we're not off someplace exotic, and where our on-air travel companion, barefoot beachcomber and senior producer David Isby anchors from when we are traveling around the world and around the nation. And this very special weekends of events in September, so you're going to want to plan ahead so you can participate, extends into Litchfield County, Connecticut. Now, when I think Litchfield County, I think about a marvelous inn there that we've interviewed the folks that own it a few times. And I'm going to share with you the name of the inn later, but I'm going to bet if you put in Litchfield County, Connecticut, in at sabrams.com or travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites, you're going to get links to when I interviewed the American Irishman who owns that place and what a phenomenal place it is. So I'll share it with you. So if you decide you're going to do one of these walking, biking, hiking, scenic trails events that we're going to be talking about, you might want to spend a night in one direction or another at this place in Connecticut that I adore. Oh, and wait till you see the breakfast. Don't eat for a week so that you don't feel guilt-ridden eating the breakfast that they serve. The breakfast is so over the top at this B&B. And I'll share that with you along with our guest talking about the 2018 annual Housatonic Heritage Walks right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Yoga on the Lawn. Once again this summer, in collaboration with the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, is pleased to offer hour-long yoga classes on Saturday mornings and are available at no additional charge to Saturday morning BSO rehearsal ticket holders from July 14th through August 25th. For more details, visit tanglewood.org.
I am so happy to have on the line with me Dan Bolognani, who is the executive director of the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area. Now, is the National Heritage Area limited to Berkshire County, Massachusetts, and Litchfield County, Connecticut, Dan?
Oh, hi, Stephanie, and thanks for having me. Yes, the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area is it's a partnership program with the National Park Service, and so we cover 29 communities in the Housatonic River watershed. So it extends from Lanesboro, Pittsfield, Dalton, Massachusetts, along the Housatonic River Valley as far south as Kent, Connecticut. So 20 communities in Berkshire County and an additional 9 communities in Litchfield County, Connecticut.
Now, as executive director, are you overseeing the coordination, the development, implementation, design of all of this?
Yes, I am, and I have been with the organization more or less since it was first conceived in 2001. So we're a fairly new organization doing the good work of, natural resource conservation, historic preservation, cultural programming, and things of this sort. So, yes, the Heritage Walks are just one of a few dozen programs that we are either directly managing or supporting as part of what we do here in the Valley.
Wow. And you walk and talk and chew gum and make sense all at the same time.
That's a lot. Since you're in this area, you know what a beautiful place it is to live and work, and I'm a firm believer in protecting what we have. And the annual Heritage Walks, among all the programs that we do, is one of those that help the public understand what is so special about the area. And our hope is that with the Heritage Walks is that people will discover something new and interesting and vibrant and exciting right around the corner that they may have never known about. And, it just builds on the theory that public engagement leads to public activism, stewardship. People will discover and fall in love with these special places, and then we'll become protectors of them. So that's among the hopes that we have for the Heritage Walks. I mean, of course, we want people to, have healthy, active lifestyles and to learn more about the history of the region. But ultimately, we want people to say, wow, this is really special, and what can we do to help? So that's one of our hoped outcomes.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that Lanesboro, Massachusetts is included in this story. I was just telling somebody the other day about the short story written by J.K. Rowling, who wrote all the Harry Potter books.
Right.
And she wrote a short story that's on her website, which was made into the last film, I don't know, something Beasts. I forget the name of it. I saw it, but it's about a school of witchery and witchcraft on top of Mount Greylock, which is the tallest summit in Massachusetts. And she says that Mount Greylock is located, and the school of witchery is located in Adams, Massachusetts, which is the one of the three towns that Greylock plants itself on: Williamstown, North Adams, Adams, and Lanesboro are the towns that You have the footprint of the mountain, but
right.
you can't get up there unless you're hiking from Adams. So I felt that Lanesboro particularly got cheated because most people use the Lanesboro Road to get up to the top of Mount Greylock.
That's right.
So we kind of got, you know, cheated there. But I did, while you were chatting, I went to my website at sabrams.com, and I put into the search box, I thought the name of the place was Caldwell, so I gave that a shot, and I was right. It's the Caldwell House B&B in Salisbury Mills, owned in part by the team of Finnerins, and John Finnerin, co-innkeeper, has been a frequent guest on the air with me. So how far is, you mentioned Salisbury, Connecticut, how far is that from Salisbury Mills?
Salisbury Mills is not in our area. It's not directly adjoining us.
Oh, it was my understanding it's in Litchfield, Connecticut, no?
In Litchfield County?
In Litchfield County, yeah.
I am not familiar with the town of Salisbury Mills.
All right, then we've got a homework assignment in the commercial break. You and I are both said I'm going to get somebody in the control room, so between the three or four of us, we will sort it out, and maybe we can even get a call into John Finnerin and find out what the deal is. But can't be too far away, and it's a wonderful place, people. So if you do a lot of walking, hiking, biking, trail-related things, this is the kind of place you want to pamper yourself in to recuperate. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Dan Bolognani, who is the executive director of the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area, based in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, and Litchfield County, Connecticut. Don't leave me. We've got things to tell you about these weekend events they're running in September. Sounds fabulous. You need to get it on your calendar. So, you know, get your electronics and your pencils and paper ready. We'll be right back. Miles apart.
Tanglewood, summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, celebrates the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth with a season of great music. On August 10th, the BSO pays tribute to Maestro Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts with a very special hour-long family concert. Following in the great tradition of her father, Jamie Bernstein will be the evening's host. Bring your children to Tanglewood Friday, August 10th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
In the mountain greenery, where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, so my story on the Caldwell House B&B is completely messed up, people. So I'm here to fess up. Apparently, it's in the Hudson Valley in New York State, in Salisbury Mills. That Salisbury completely threw me. But I was so sure that they were close to either Litchfield, Connecticut, or Litchfield County, or whatever. I have to take out a map and look a little better. Meantime, if you're on your way and you're coming that way, stay there. The place is fantastic. The Caldwell House B&B in Salisbury Mills, apparently New York. Oh, well, a couple of digits off, a couple of letters off. What's the big deal? Anyway, let's talk about the weekend events that you are busy running in September. It appears it's every weekend in September, Saturday and Sunday, September 8 and 9, 15 and 16, 22 and 23, and 29 and 30. What's happening on those dates? How do people participate, and what's it all about?
So the Heritage Walks is, as you mentioned, it's every weekend in September except for Labor Day weekend, and it's Saturday and Sunday of each weekend throughout both days. And what the Heritage Walks are a compilation of everything that's very special in the region. And what we do is we invite all of our partner organizations, and these include many of the history sites, cultural sites, natural resource sites, and we invite them to lead a free guided walk. And that's the criteria for being included in our promotion of the Heritage Walks, is these must be open to the public, and they must be free and guided. And so we invite these partner organizations to develop what might be a 1 hour or 90 minute walk and talk, and then we publish an extensive brochure ranging anywhere from 60 separate walks to maybe 80 or so. I think this year we've got 64 separate walks happening. But what we do is we invite all of our partners to illuminate their special place by having one of these free guided walks. And then we do all the promotion on it. We ask them to also co-promote, of course. But it's a way for, you know, many of the smaller organizations to have a big time, public presence and to attract a wider audience than they might normally get. And so, you know, again, the hope is that we can cast a very wide net for them and help them to promote their special place by inviting them to participate in a heritage walk. And then, you know, we'll publish and distribute a brochure and do press releases and talk to people like Stephanie Abrams and try and get the word out there that these are free guided walks to places that sometimes are not publicly accessible, but are very, very special. And then you get the benefit, of course, of having someone who is very knowledgeable to guide you along the walk and to tell you what, you know, the context of this place is.
Wow. So there's four weekends, and there's 60 walks in total?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So how many are going out a day? And what kind of timing is it?
It varies considerably. They're all listed on our website. We have a site. It's heritage-hikes.org, and that'll automatically redirect you to our Heritage Walks page. But they're all listed there. As I mentioned, each Saturday and Sunday throughout September, but at different points during the day. So you can come into the area, go on a morning walk, have lunch at one of many, many very fine places, and then go on an afternoon walk or two. And you could do this Saturday and Sunday and make a weekend out of it.
Wow. Now, each walk is how long?
Typically an hour to 2 hours. Many of them are about 90 minutes long, but they will also vary in, you know, in strenuous activity and intensity. Some are very level, flat trails. Others you might take a hike up a mountainside for a bit, like Monument Mountain, for instance.
Wow.
Or you might explore a historic house. Or you might paddle along the Housatonic River, or you might take a leisurely bicycle trip through a back road in Berkshire County. So there's a little something for everyone, and certainly something for every physical ability. There is absolutely something for everybody, I think, in the Heritage Walks.
So on the bicycling in Berkshire County, is any portion of that on the Ashuwillitacock Trail?
Typically, we do. I would have to, you know, refresh myself by looking at all the walks that are coming in. But we partner with the Berkshire Bike Path Council people, the fine people there that have moved to establish the Ashuwillitacock. But you might find a ride along that as well, which is very, very scenic and very leisurely. That's a truly enjoyable spot in Berkshire County.
Yeah, the whole region is just gorgeous.
It is. It is.
Yeah. And September is such a good time for all of this.
The foliage, you know, it's always hard to time it, but usually by mid-late September, it's underway and the weather is glorious.
Yeah. It's all a function of how much sun and how much rain and how much wind. And
yeah.
I can remember one year when it was all over October 5th. We had a rainstorm and all the leaves were gone the next day.
It can happen.
Most of the time... Well, and especially the further north you get, the more you're going to capture, you know, the change in color and whatnot. And usually by the last week the last couple of weekends in September, you're already seeing something happen unless the weather has been strange enough to, you know, create the emergence of the fall foliage colors. And just so everybody knows, Berkshire County has the largest variety of trees, and that's the reason we have the largest variety of colors. And literally people come every year from all over the world, from Italy, from Japan, from France, from Germany, and from all over the country by the busloads to visit our foliage. Because when you look at the hillsides, first of all, our hills aren't, we call them mountains, but they really aren't. And so they don't go above the tree line. And unlike, you just go a little bit further north into Vermont, and you'll see the trees stop, and then you've got, you know, craggy, stone, rocky, whatever, going higher, as you would when you go out west into Colorado and, you know, places where the mountains are really tall. And so our mountains don't get above the tree line, and they look like somebody came through and carpeted the mountains with trees. So the trees go up one side and straight over the top and down the other side in a full blaze of color, and it is something to behold. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and continue our talk with Dan Bolognani, who is the executive director of the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area, covering Berkshire County in Massachusetts and Litchfield County in Connecticut. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
Mountain greenery home.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
Call now. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. Call right now. That's 800-390-2470.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you in part by Malta, where you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
A weekend in the country.
We're invited.
What a horrible...
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Dan Bolognani with me. He is the executive director of the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area, which is covers the area of Western Massachusetts and in Berkshire County and Litchfield County, Connecticut, where they are having their 17th annual Heritage Walks weekends. But it's not just walks. There's all kinds of little, you know, boating and hiking.
Yeah, bicycling.
And bicycling. And it's an all-inclusive kind of thing going on here. And also visits to historic places and places of specific cultural interest, which includes... the African American history walks and the Native American history walks, which I'm particularly interested in. So let's start with the African American history walks. Tell me about that.
So, you know, we have within our territory here the town of Great Barrington, and that is the hometown of W.E.B. Du Bois, who is known worldwide and is frequently referred to as the architect of the modern civil rights movement. And, you know, in folks like even Martin Luther King Jr. refers to Du Bois as one of the early pioneers of social and economic justice issues. Du Bois was born and raised in Great Barrington, and so there's quite an extensive amount of information available about him, including... his boyhood home site, which is a national historic landmark, and that's in Great Barrington on Route 23. There's also a number of sites in downtown Great Barrington that were relevant to Du Bois as he was growing up and helped shape how he views the world. And so one of the heritage walks is actually being led at the Du Bois home site. Again, UMass Amherst is the steward of that property and will be leading a hike there. So that is really, again, a very easy walk, very informative and very inspirational. So, you know, we'd urge you to take a look at the story of Du Bois and the story of other African Americans who were born, raised, lived in this region, all very progressive thinkers, and it's all very a worthwhile story to hear. So, you know, we'd urge you to take a look at that at the Du Bois home site in Great Barrington.
Okay, what else do we have in Pittsfield area
We've got other topics of great interest, you know, beyond natural resources. These are some of the social stories of Native Americans.
Well, I don't want to get off the African American theme for the moment. In Pittsfield, there is Samuel. Well, first of all, this year is the 200th birthday of Samuel Harrison, who was an African-American minister, pastor in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And there is a house to visit that I am ashamed to tell you I have never been able to organize to get into.
So I need to do that. During the Civil War, Massachusetts was distinguished to have an all-volunteer infantry regiment called the Mass 54th. And this, what made it very special is, of course, the Civil War was all about, slavery and the division of the country and the move of the North toward equal rights for all men. And this Mass 54th Infantry Regiment was made up of all African Americans, all black men from Massachusetts. Samuel Harrison, who lived in Pittsfield, was the chaplain for that infantry regiment. And so his house has been memorialized. It's been restored, and it is, I don't think it appears in our walks this year, but if you are in the area, I would check with their website to see if they're open and giving tours on any of the weekends that you're up here. But a very, again, very compelling story, Samuel Harrison and the Harrison House in Pittsfield.
Well, I'm going to get in touch with them, and I'll share it with you and with our audiences, both on air and online at sabrams.com and my blog and other places. So and in my Facebook, which is stephanie.abrams.94, so everybody gets to know. There's something else that you should know about that is two little known factoids. The actress Betty Davis, her mother was a housekeeper or something in Albany, New York, and there was a girls' boarding school in Lanesboro, Massachusetts, and the mother boarded the Betty Davis and her sister in that boarding school. Yeah, just a little known factoid. The other is that I have an article that I have to dig up, and I've put it in a safe place, which means I can't put my hands on it right now. That was written about in a book about. I don't know if the book was particularly about African American history or about Frederick Douglass history or about Lanesboro history. But the bottom line is that in this book, it mentions that Frederick Douglass came to visit and spend 2 days in Lanesboro, Massachusetts. There was also a boys' boarding school. And he spoke during that time period that he was visiting here. So, and it would have been somewhere, I think, in the 1840s. It could have been later. Mm-hmm. I think it was before he made his trip to Ireland to meet with Daniel O'Connell, who, for those of you unfamiliar with Irish history, was more or less the George Washington of Ireland. And at the same time, he was doing for the Irish in the mid-1800s what Frederick Douglass was doing for the African-American population, both during slavery and post-slavery. So, and that gets overlooked all the time. Regrettably, that the schools that I just mentioned no longer exist. And I don't even know if we've got a marker up in Lanesboro to commemorate that spot. I'll have to ask our local historian if there is one, so at least you can go pay homage at the where the marker is that once stood here, thus and so. So mm-hmm. I just found that, fascinating little tidbit because, this was not around the corner from New York and Boston, but yet Western Massachusetts, particularly Pittsfield, Lanesboro, were on the trail for people that were going from New York to Chicago or somewhere in Ohio or something, or coming from Boston westward. So this would have been the intersection, and that's the reason that there are so many historic things and places that exist in the central Berkshire County location, because this was right on the route, horse and wagon, and there off you went. So you were going to tell us about the Native Americans, and I'm very interested in that as well.
Well, there's a long and detailed history of Native American presence here in the region, as in with most of America. But in particular, the Stockbridge Muncie Band of the Mohican Indians had a huge presence here, continue to be very well connected with the region even today. You'll find a good number of sites that are relevant to our Native American heritage here in the region, one of which, the Bidwell House Museum in Monterey, again, is going to feature a heritage walk on. They have a special trail there at the Bidwell House, and it explores the Native American heritage, particularly of the Stockbridge Muncie Band. And the walking trail includes, through the woods and various sites that were relevant, and very, very clearly shows that we do have a history. It's really their history to tell, but that these lands were inhabited long before the Europeans settled here. But that's a very compelling story at the Bidwell House. One of the other partners in our Heritage Walks program is the Institute for American Indian Studies, and that is in Washington, Connecticut. And they'll be hosting a Heritage Walk again that explores Native American heritage in the region as well. And that's a research location, so you'll have a good amount of information there. The museum is also there.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back, because clearly there's more we need to talk about. And we're going to do that right after this.
Well, dear, are you happy here?
Yes, I think so. But I miss us.
So do I. Darling, how would you feel if we had a home of our very own, with me only acting when I felt like it, and a man who would make a spectacular father?
Oh, I see. The lawyer, Mr. Eggerman.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed.
adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me a goldmine of information about the Upper Housatonic Valley National Heritage Area, which encompasses western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast in the heart of Berkshire County in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. In Berkshire County and nearby Litchfield County, Connecticut. And the embodiment of all this information is in the form of its director, its executive director. Look how I just demoted you. Its executive director, Dan Bolognani. How long have you been with this organization?
You know, as I mentioned earlier, we have only been in existence for roughly 17 years or so, and only received the congressional designation as a national heritage area in 2006. So I actually joined the board very early on, I believe around 2002, and served for a good number of years as a board member until we received our national designation, which is really an act of Congress. And at that point, we became administered by the National Park Service. And so at that point, the Park Service had recommended that we retain the services of an executive director, at least on a part-time basis. And so I believe that was around 2007. I left the board of directors and became its first part-time executive director, eventually transitioned into full-time executive director roughly 3 years ago. So I've had a long, illustrious history with the organization. But again, it's because I believe in the mission of the National Heritage Area Program, and I love this area. I was born and raised here, and truly love the beauty, the history, the culture of the region. And if you haven't visited, you really owe yourself a chance to get here to either Litchfield or Berkshire County and see what all the talk is about.
You're no kidding. So one day they'll erect a statue to you?
Not sure about that. Most people don't even know what we do as a National Heritage Area. They might know one of the programs that we're working on, for instance, the Heritage Walks. And I'll mention my name in my organization, and they'll say, okay, well, what do you do? And I'll say, well, you've heard of Heritage Walks, or you've heard the Native American Heritage Trail or the African American Heritage Trail, and they'll be, oh, yes, I know those. I'll say, well, those are our programs. So we're known for what we do rather than who we are.
So who are you?
Well,
we've got a week. Actually, you've got 4 minutes and 14 seconds. Hit it.
Well, you know, you could look at our website and say, well, what in the world does a National Heritage Area do? Because, you know, we have things, like I mentioned, like these thematic trails where you can learn the really deep history of what went on here. Things like the early iron industry and the early paper industry. For instance, do people know George Washington, 80% of his cannon were forged right here in Litchfield County, right here in Salisbury,
Connecticut,
actually.
Can I ask a question?
Actually.
Okay. Is there a large German population there?
No.
That's interesting.
Not at all.
Because most of the places where you find forging of iron and into, you know, things that are utilitarian that have some useful value, and things like fences and, you know, decorative railings and whatnot, as you might find in, for instance, Milwaukee and all over Wisconsin, but particularly in Milwaukee, often there's a large German population because that was a skill that they were masters at. So,
well, not necessarily so here in the Upper Housatonic River Valley, but I will say another one of our native sons has created a name for himself, Ethan Allen, went on to lead the Green Mountain Boys on Fort Ticonderoga. Was actually one of our locals here, grew up in Litchfield, and he was a businessman, I guess a bit of a scrapper too, liked to get into a fisticuffs brawl every now and then, but he was a businessman, and he was in the business of iron as well, as many people were right here in Salisbury. So, you know, we'll take our claim to fame with Ethan Allen as well. You know, the other significant early industries include papermaking. And, of course, papermaking back in the 1700s and 1800s was all about clean water and water power, both of which came from the Housatonic River. And one of our very good paper companies, which is still in business today, is Crane & Company. Crane is known now for, you know, fine stationery. But people may not know that Crane is also the sole provider of U.S. currency paper. And I believe they make the currency for several other foreign countries as well. So
they just set up a plant, or they're in the process of setting up a plant in Malta to create European currency. And,
right.
Of course, they are... I don't know. Is it Dalton that they're in?
Dalton.
Yeah, it is Dalton. Mm-hmm. It's just where Pittsfield ends and Dalton begins, and you'll see, you know, not only the beautiful architecture of their buildings, and they have buildings all over the place. I mean, every time you drive somewhere, you find another annex of Crane paper. But also, you'll see some of, you know, the mansions that those who are associated with the Crane family lived in that have been sold off and have often other uses other than a home because they are big enough to be, you know, they can house an army. They're so big.
Yeah.
But the Crane family.
Architecture. Yes.
I don't know much about the Crane family today, but the Crane family of the past, no matter where you go, you'll stumble across some reference to how philanthropic that family was, so that while they clearly made a lot of money, they were very good about helping to support all kinds of local things for the common good in Berkshire County, and I venture to guess elsewhere as well.
Right. Right. Well, and that's part of the beauty of visiting the area, is not only do you have this incredible scenic beauty, you have incredible architecture, and then you have the backstory about why all this existed and continues to exist.
Now, give us your website again, where we're going to find all this information.
Well, you can Google up Housatonic Heritage, and you will find us that way, housatonicheritage.org. But usually just entering those two words will get you to our website.
Beautiful.
You'll find the Heritage Walks there. But if you forget that, just Google up again, Heritage Walks Berkshire County. You will find us.
And you'll find it all at sabrams.com. That's S-A-B-R-A-M-S.com, where we will, at my blog, give you all the links and everything else in the show notes as well as in the blog. So we've run out of time for this hour. We're going to go off to Cape Cod next. Can you imagine? What a great day. Stay with me. Stephanie Abrams here.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.